Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, the final Friday of every month on this program is Blue Friday. We bring in someone, a law enforcement professional from somewhere in Central Virginia, who has exemplified what I believe to be the best of the badge. And I love stories about police officers who are part of our community, giving back to our community. Our Blue Friday honoree today is hitting on all cylinders, I guess is the best way to say it. Amin Bunimi, who is a police officer with the Richmond International Airport, is not just our Blue Friday honoree, but Amin, don't take it the wrong way. You're like the living, breathing embodiment of the American dream.
That is correct, Mr. Jeff. Thank you.
Well, all right. So I want you to tell everybody a little bit about your journey to the United States. And then I don't want to embarrass you, but I'm going to tell a couple of stories that Chief Clark from the police department shared with me.
Yes, Mr. Jeff, I appreciate you. First of all, I want to thank you for having me here and for being supportive of law enforcement. I appreciate your radio channel.
Yes, sir.
Born and raised in Casablanca, Morocco, came to the U.S. in 2001, and I was determined to better myself. I always dreamed of becoming a police officer. My mother, at an early age, told me I'm a detective, and she noticed that about me. And as I grew up, I noticed that I love and enjoy helping people in need. I get a great feeling of knowing at the end of the day that that reward feeling that I was of help to others.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you came here, you're 18 years old, you're in a brand new country, you don't speak the language, mm-hmm. you speak a whole slew of other languages, but you don't speak English
yet.
Yes,
sir.
You work hard, you said, in a kitchen.
Yes, sir.
You eventually get a job, because the chief told me he stole you from the TSA, right?
Yes, sir.
And then you wind up in law enforcement.
That is correct. Yes, sir. I worked for the Department of Homeland Security, TSA, and I was of assistance to the police department for when an incident happened where they really need somebody who speaks the language. Mm-hmm. This passenger happened to have, I believe, a mental crisis.
Oh, okay.
And he spoke Arabic. And I was of assistance to them. And the chief approached me next day and offered me the job. And I took it and ran with it.
Yeah, well, the chief took you and ran with you. I don't know if he's still allowed to play golf with the TSA guys.
Yeah, we talk here and there.
Well, one of the things that stood out when Chief Clark sent me the information about you, Amin, was how you had interacted with the public. And again, I don't want to embarrass you, but some of these stories are so amazing. I want everybody to understand. The chief talked about one particular incident where there was a woman who was unable to pay her bill at a parking lot. And she had been made homeless recently. She was having real trouble making ends meet. She ended up using the last of her money to pay for parking. But because of this, she didn't have enough money to get gas. And so you encountered her. Well, you tell the rest of the story.
Yes, sir. We responded to the parking lot and came across and encountered this lovely lady who just happened to go through some unfortunate situation. Mm-hmm. She disclosed that she was a homeless person just trying to get back on her feet. And as I was speaking to her, she had no problem paying for her parking ticket. Right. However, I noticed her gas was really low. The light was on.
Okay.
And she was talking about she needs to go to Baltimore. So I know she's not going to make it to Baltimore on an empty tank. So I just offered her, if she was okay with me, escorting her to the Wawa gas station next to the airport and fill up her tank. It was a good feeling.
You filled up her tank?
Yes, sir.
You ever see her again?
No.
And that's okay, though, isn't it?
No, of course, yes. I love helping people, and just that feeling and the look on her face. I know I made a good impact on her. And this day and age, it's sometimes a bad image about police officers.
Yeah.
If we can make that change just one person at a time, that's all we need.
Absolutely. Officer Amin Bunimi is joining us. He is with the Richmond International Airport Police. Let me share another story where, again, you reached into your pockets. There was a soldier who went to the James River dispatch desk trying to get to Fort Lee. It was around Christmas time.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. I'm going to ask you again to tell the rest. Brag on yourself a little bit.
Yes, sir. I was with my corporal, Tom Leonard, amazing supervisor. All my supervisors are amazing. Great support system I have with my agency. And we happened to just stop by the James River. It's a transportation company we have at the airport. And this young gentleman, a soldier, was asking for how much it's going to cost him to get to Fort Lee. And they told him approximately about $40.
Wow.
And I saw the look on his face, like trying to, you know, figure out how he's going to pay for that. And I just decided to go ahead and pay it for him.
Yeah.
And it was a good feeling. Definitely a great feeling.
I think it's, listen, I am always inspired by people who understand that concept of pay it forward. Some people describe it, in Judaism, we describe it as tikkun olam. Healing the world. I mean, that's what you're doing. You're serving, and then you are also reaching out to people who, quite frankly, may never see you again, may never take the time to write a note, but you have absolutely made their day.
Right. Absolutely. I believe, I'm a strong believer, small deeds, even good deeds definitely don't go unnoticed.
Right.
Because somebody up there is definitely watching over
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
So what goes around comes around. So if I'm doing good deeds, eventually I will definitely get something in return from God.
Yeah, well, I completely agree with you. Tell me a little bit about the actual job at the airport, because I think sometimes people are maybe not shocked, but their eyebrows go up and go, wow, I didn't even realize the airport had their own police force.
Yes, sir. We have a wonderful agency in the airport, from the chief, R.J. Clark, all the way down to all the officers. I'm not the only one who help a lot of people in need. A lot of officers do that.
Right.
Unfortunately, like I said, the media, unfortunately, doesn't cover much of that.
Right.
Also, that goes for all the local police departments around the area. They all do a wonderful job. We have a great partnership with all the local agencies around us, and we love it.
What about the challenges you're dealing in many ways? Obviously, you're going to see some of the airport workers on a regular basis, but otherwise, it's a pretty transient population. What sort of challenges does that pose as a police officer?
We cannot afford to be complacent when it comes to the airport. The threat is real, and we have to be always on point.
Right.
We can't afford to make any mistakes. It's a busy environment. So with that being said, we have to take our job very serious. It's a different environment than being a street police officer.
Mm-hmm.
The airport is our main objective, and we want to make sure our main priority is the public safety.
Right.
And everybody make it to destination safe and sound.
Absolutely. And you're talking about some of the wonderful things you've done. I've got to imagine there's been an instance or two where you thought, I don't know, maybe that other thing was a little bit better. Any real challenging situations?
I love challenges. I love to challenge myself. I believe my chief noticed that about me, and that's why he decided to have me join his great agency.
Yes.
And that's the greatness of this job. No day is just a routine day.
Right.
So challenges... Come on, bring it.
All right, now I've got to ask one final question, which people are going to laugh at. You may laugh at it. I want to see your shoes.
Yes, sir.
Just hold them up.
There we go.
All right, okay, so you have them because, as Chief Clark pointed out, you had encountered somebody who was homeless.
Yes, sir.
Had some mental health issues and had no shoes.
I see where you're going with this.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So... You took your own shoes off and gave it to that man.
That is correct. That is correct. He was just walking the field, so we got called in for a suspicious individual walking by a secure area.
Right.
Me and other officers respond to the scene. It tend to be just a person walking by, cutting through the airport,
right.
Trying to shortcut, and we noticed he didn't have shoes. So once we established that is no problem there, I just wanted to offer him my shoes, and he was willing to take my shoes, and he was appreciative of the whole situation.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
You don't really fully understand what a good guy you are, do you?
No,
you really don't. I'm going to tell you. No, I'm telling you. I'm going to be
like your
Dutch uncle here, my friend.
I appreciate
you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you.
You are a credit not just to the Richmond International Airport Police, but I will tell you, as a former police officer, as a citizen, as a father, you exemplify and personify so many of the traits that we want not just our police officers to have in particular, but we want our sons to have. You're a good guy.
Thank you so much. It is definitely a pleasure. It's an honor to be an American citizen, and I take pride of that, and also, of course, being a police officer. So I take my job very serious and pride of it as well.
Excellent. And, well, this is why police officer Amin Bunimi is our Blue Friday honoree this month. And, Amin, you will receive a gift bag from our friends at Heritage Chevrolet, a number of lovely gifts in there, a $100 gift card as well. I would ask you to hang on to them, but I have a feeling that everything in this bag is going to wind up going to somebody else that you encounter. But I thank you so much for taking the time to come in. I thank you for what you're doing out there, and just super proud and honored to have met you.
Well, Mr. Jeff, I thank you for having me, and I appreciate the support you show to the police officers.
You got it. That is police officer Amin Bunimi from the Richmond International Airport Police. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.